We didn't use it only, we didn't know, all we know was just old plain cornbread.
Okay.
Sometimes make like a toast shortening bread, they call it.
Have
the crackling. They can crackle and they call it shortening bread.
Was that made with cornmeal?
Yeah, made with cornmeal and just these cracklings in it.
Would it be made in a big loaf or?
Yeah, make it in a big loaf if you want to. Mostly it was made in a big loaf.
In a bread pan maybe?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Or in the old oven, either one.
Okay. Well, today you say there's homemade bread and then there's...
store-bought bread.
Okay. And did you ever have any of those sweet bread that'd be fried in deep fat?
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you call them?
Well, they call them junior snaps. That's what we mostly call them.
Oh, really? How did they make them?
Well, now, you got me a question. I can't all answer how they make them, but they was cooked mostly in grease.
What kind of shape would they have?
They'd be a little round thing like the little cake you buy now. You'd make them out by hand, put them in there and cook them.
Would they must have had sugar inside them, or would they put an icing on them or anything?
They'd put sugar and stuff in the dough before it was cooked.
What about a donut? Have any of those?
We didn't fool with those. Didn't know what the was back then.
Then what about those flat little things cooked on a frying pan you might serve them with something sweet for breakfast?
Well, it'd just be old plain cake is all I can tell you back then.
Okay.
Call it sweet cake.
Okay. That's what I want. Well, now they call them pancakes some of the time.
Yes, but the pancake and the sweet cake was two different things.
Oh, they were.
The pancake was just dough seasoned and put in grease and cooked, and they called it, back in my day, they called them flapjacks.
Okay, that's what I mean. Okay, and what would the sweet cake be like? How would it be different?
It'd just be a cake baked with all the shortening and seasoning in it before it was cooked. And these your other, what they call flapjack, you could take them, put your butter and syrup over, and eat them.
Yeah, okay. How much flour would you usually get in a big sack?
24 pounds.
Okay. And to make the bread rise, you have to have a cake of...
yeast cake.
Okay. And, egg has two parts.
Well, we always called it white and yellow, but now they call it the yolk and so on.
Okay. You just said the yellow then. How would you have eggs cooked back then?
Well, we boiled them or fried them.
Okay.
Either one wanted.
Okay.
I roast them in the fireplace.
Okay.
I've
heard of that. Well, what did you call them when they roasted in the fireplace?
Roasted egg.
Okay. Did you ever have any cooked by breaking the egg open and dropping it into hot boiling water?
Well, we didn't ever have much trouble with that.
You never did it that way?
Sometime, but hardly ever. Most of it was just